Winona County Sheriff David Brand says he hopes he never has to use the new robot, but he knows it's inevitable, since every year there are drownings in the Mississippi River and other area waters. Winona County received a Department of Homeland Security grant to pay for most of the $146,000 underwater robot and camera. Brand says the rest of the money was donated by community members and families of drowning victims.
You know, a robot would be used for recovery, but it's important if we do not save the life, at least we can do a recovery and bring the person back home for proper burial, and that means a lot to all of us, to the families, and to our dive rescue team is the one that's going to be operating it.
Winona County has mutual aid agreements with some Wisconsin counties. It'll respond to drownings in Monroe and Trempealeau counties. La Crosse Fire Department Captain Travis George is the water rescue team leader. He says the city may reach out to use Winona County's robot at some point. He says his department could benefit from the same technology, so it could respond to emergencies faster.
The need to still put a diver underwater is important. However, technology is still quite expensive, yet with technology, I believe we'll have better results and quicker results. So hopefully that can reach La Crosse Fire Department sometime in the future.
The fire department works closely with the volunteer La Crosse Dive Unit. Leader Sean Mahoney says Winona's equipment could be an asset in backwaters and lakes, but may be difficult to use in the Mississippi River's main channel. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.